Hey there, knitting mamas, and happy Tuesday. Today, I'm going to bring you a super short episode where I'm highlighting my favorite journals that I use during my morning routine. And if you've been around this podcast for a little bit, you have probably heard me talk about my morning routine and how much I love it. And journaling is a big part of my morning routine. So let's dive into my favorite journals that I use most days. I'm not going to say every day because I'm realistic and I don't get to them every single day. However, I use them most days and I do believe that they make a gigantic difference in my days. So let's dive in. Hey there, mama. Welcome to the Knitting Mamas podcast. If you're a mom who's tired of feeling exhausted and longing for some well-deserved self-care and rest, you are in the right place. I know that finding time for yourself as a busy mom can feel like an impossible puzzle. But guess what? You don't have to compromise anymore. Hi, I'm your host, Nadine Medina. And just like you, I am a mom, wife, and also a happy knitter. Over my 15 years of motherhood, I have been on a journey to discover how to truly recharge without the guilt and the never-ending quest for perfection. The secret? It's all about progress, not perfection. By focusing on simple routines, natural wellness solutions, and the cozy art of knitting, I found the path to feeling whole and content. And on this podcast, I am sharing it all with you so you can do the same. Are you ready to find simple solutions to set yourself free from mom guilt, to take more time for yourself to truly rest, and to use your knitting skills for a mindful routine that creates space in your life so you can breathe easier? Let's take a deep breath, grab those knitting needles, and say goodbye to mom stress. Together, we'll create a supportive community that encourages you to prioritize self-care while juggling all your responsibilities. Sound good? Let's do this. Hey mamas, I'm super excited to bring you this episode today because morning routines and journaling have been a part of my mom life for a long, long time. And I am just so happy and excited to be able to pass this on to you in case you're still kind of struggling in the morning to get yourself together to be ready, or you're just kind of rolling out of bed when your kids wake you up, which I've been there too. And having just decided to make my mornings intentional, whether that's a long morning routine or longer, you know, I'm talking like 30 to 60 minutes, or if I can only get 10 to 15 minutes of alone time in the morning. But even that changes the game and it changes the way I go about my day and how I feel. So journaling is a huge part of that. And I know that there's different ways to journal. There's different things you can do. So I wanted to give you a little rundown of the journals that I have been using. I've used many in the past and I kind of, switch them around every once and again, depending on my mood and what I'm trying to achieve, really, because there's many different ones. But I have currently landed on four journals that I am using this year. And I hope these are going to be helpful for you. I will also make sure to link up and label every one of these journals in the show notes so that it's easy for you to click on the link and order them if you would like to. One more thing before I get into my favorite journals is if you are loving this podcast and if you are wanting to continue the conversation about each episode with me, I would love to see you over in our Facebook group, the Mindful Knitting for Mamas community. It's just an extension of the community, really, where we chat about what we talk about on the podcast in more depth. I give more tips and tricks. It's completely free and you can join anytime. The link to join is bit.ly/knittingmamas. It's bit.ly/knittingmamas. So let's get into the journals. I have actually skipped journaling for a little while, which wasn't a great idea. So it just makes me feel off. And it was actually pretty recent. It was right before Christmas. And I was like, what is it that feels kind of funky? Like, I can't even really explain what's going on, but there's something that I'm not, that isn't aligned. And that's when I realized, oh, you know what? I have skipped more days than I haven't. with my journals. And a big one that I love is a gratitude, just a simple gratitude journal. And it really, really makes such a big difference. So if you haven't tried any gratitude journal, I would highly recommend that one. My favorite gratitude journal that I'm currently using is a morning and night gratitude journal, where you have one page. So the left side is the morning one, and it's very short. Like, the whole process might take 5 minutes, maybe between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on how, you know, detailed you are. But on the left-hand side, you have like an affirmation and a goal for the day. And I used to think that has to be some goal that is like tangible, like, you know, something that has to do with something that I need to get done today, or something around my house, or something around my business. But I have shifted that perspective slightly now, where it's like, it can be a goal of how you want to feel. It can be a goal of that you want to be present and intentional today. And what I've learned is that if you put that down, and just making that intention a mindful one in your head, can already change how you go about it. And it doesn't mean that you're going to perfectly hit it either, but it just primes your mind to be more intentional, to be more present, or, you know, to feel a certain way. If you're saying, like, today I want to really have a great day, whatever that means, you know, I want to feel happy, I want to feel joyful, just by priming your mind just to focus on finding those things, rather than, you know, going the other direction and just look for negative things, which we do often kind of on accident. So that's the left side of this particular journal. Again, I'm going to link it up below, because this one is really cool and it's pretty affordable on Amazon. I think it's around $10. So left side, you've got your like intention, you have place for a affirmation of some sort. And this is just a side note, completely didn't even plan to talk about it, but I like the app called I Am. It should be on any app store. I have an iPhone, so it's definitely on there. And it gives you affirmations throughout the day, and you can have them up on your phone or even on your watch. And it just kind of reminds you of various different affirmations. And I just like to pick an affirmation from that, because there's so many of them, and just kind of sit with it for a second. But it's just good to have some ideas, I guess, when you're kind of wondering what your affirmation should be that day. Next on the left side is just a nice list of items that you're grateful for, which I always recommend make them, they don't have to be huge. It doesn't have to be like, you know, this fantastic vacation, but it could just be the sun is shining today, or I really like how my essential oils and my diffuser smell this morning. Something very small, or, you know, enjoying your hot cup of coffee as you journal would be definitely something I would be grateful for as a busy mom. And then at the bottom, you have a little area where you can say, how am I going to make space for gratitude today? Meaning, are you going to take a quick break some point, maybe do a quick meditation, or just in the evening, sit down again with the journal on the right-hand side where you have the evening reflection. So once you have that done, obviously you're going to leave it for the rest of the day. And then as you wind down in the evening or right before bed, you can grab it again and do the evening exercise, gratitude exercise in that journal. And I just love that it's split like that, because sometimes we can just kind of forget about it throughout the day and it just, you know, it's not in focus anymore. But how it pulls you back in the evening and you kind of reflect on what you did that day, and you actually see what you wrote in the morning, and you can see, hey, you know, is this something that I actually had intended to do today? So on the right side, you basically have a little area where you can put down how you felt that day, if you were anxious, nervous, sad, happy, joyful, hopeful, whatever. And you write down what was going well that day, and you can also jot down maybe things that could have gone better. And at the very bottom, which is a really favorite part of mine, you can write down one thought that carries you to sleep. So, and I try to put some really calming thoughts in there, because to me, that's really helpful, you know, to get rid of the mind chatter right before you go to bed. So that is definitely my favorite current gratitude journal. I really, really love that one. Number two is called the One Line a Day. That one I actually got it as a gift for Christmas. So I've been using it since January, roughly. And it's so fun. I actually have been putting my every line, like one line a day, in almost every day. I think I may have skipped 2-3 days ever since January, which I'm really proud of. I think it's really fun to, you know, to be able to keep that streak. But what's really neat about this particular journal, it is a 5-year memory book. So on every page, you fill in the year, not the date, because the date is set, but you fill in the year. And then on each page, it has five different areas for the next 5 years. So right now I'm writing at the very top. And then in a year from now, on that same day, I'm going to write in the space below and so on. And then I'm going to put the next year. So really, it's a book for 5 full years. And you can always see when we make it to the next date in the next calendar year, what happened on that same day the year before, which I find so fun. So you literally have just a few lines that you can jot down something memorable from that day. Again, it can be as small as, you know, it looked like spring outside already, which I find so fun when you compare it from year to year. Because spring sometimes starts early, like this year, for us anyway, here on the East Coast. And other times it starts a little bit later. So it's a really fun thing to do. And why I also love it is, you know, often we forget about the mundane things, the small things, but even those things that make us happy in that day, we tend to forget. So this is a great way to write those down. I usually do it in my morning routine, and then I write it down for the day before that. So right after my meditation, so I don't forget about it, I have it next to my meditation spot with a pen ready to go. And that's now become a habit and a routine, and I just love it so much. So I'm going to link that one up below as well for you. The third journal that I love using is called the Happiness Journal. It is by Sophia Godkin. I'm going to link that one up below as well. This one is actually a 52-week journal that has weekly prompts, but it's not just one prompt per week, but it actually has, I believe it's 7 prompts per week, if I'm not wrong. This one, I sometimes skip a week if I feel like I'm not going to get to all the prompts, because I'd like to do them all together in order for the entire week. They're very short, but still, in addition to the other journal that I, or the other two journals already that I'm using, it sometimes can get a little much. So this one I sometimes alternate with another one and, you know, just do that one instead. But it has some really amazing prompts in there as well, focusing on happiness that roots in just kind of how you feel about your life from inside versus having to rely on outside things. But it also focuses on relationships, on, you know, thoughts that you just have in relation to gratitude as well. And it just comes up with so many amazing prompts that, like, I'm just so impressed, because there's so many prompts in there that are really awesome, that makes you kind of think outside the box, and that make you dig really deep into things you normally don't think about. And I really love that about it. So I would highly recommend you looking into that one. It's definitely becoming a favorite of mine as well. So the fourth one is just a blank journal that you can use to just jot down anything that's going through your mind. And the beauty of that is, number one, you're not boxed in. You don't have any prompts. You know, it's just free writing. And number two, it can really get rid of that like mind chatter that some of us have going on, where you just keep looping around the same things, but not really finding a good solution. Or it's, you know, something that we worry about as moms, and over and over and over, it just doesn't end, because you can't quite come to either a decision or a solution. Those would be great to just be jotted down in a blank journal, and some people call them morning pages. I have seen that around, but it's just, you know, basically timed free writing. So you just set a timer for 5 or 10 minutes, whichever. I feel like 5 minutes of writing continuously can be pretty long, so I think that would actually be enough. And then just write whatever comes to mind, just write it down and let your thoughts just kind of flow and go. And oftentimes I find that I kind of lose myself in that, and I just like write, and I go from one thing to the next, just kind of like how my mind is going. And oftentimes I can barely catch up with my writing for, as you know, fast my thoughts are going. And then I read over it again, and sometimes nuggets come out of it. Sometimes ideas pop out that I didn't even realize I had. So that can be really fun to do. It's not a practice I do every day, but I definitely have my blank journal on my little morning routine stack. And when I feel like it, I go and I just start writing. And it can be really fun, but it can also release some of those, you know, not so great thoughts that you're like, my gosh, why is this not ending? Why do I keep thinking about this? And it can really help letting go of some of those. And I do feel like we can, like when we do this like free writing and it's kind of, you know, almost mindless, if you will, like the mind just starts going on its own. We might sometimes even come up with solutions to the issues that we've been churning around in our brain and we couldn't come up with any solution. And through this free writing, it's possible to all of a sudden have something on the page that, you know, that makes complete sense and that actually solves that problem. So I think that's really, really neat. So here at the end of this episode, I would love to just leave you with some encouragement. If you're feeling like you don't have the time or you're not a person who journals or it's awkward or weird, I would just say go for it. Pick up one of the journals that I mentioned or find another one that you maybe have seen around. Go to a bookstore. There's lovely journals there too. Or just grab a blank one. You can have a bullet journal or just a notebook. Doesn't matter. And just start and see how it feels. I definitely know that if I neglect my gratitude journal, that my mood will show it and reflect it. And that's why I just love my journaling practice and highly recommend it to you as well. And remember, it is the small stuff that adds up. So if you do a 5-minute gratitude journal every morning, it might not seem like a lot, but that constant reminder and you're actually writing it down, which even, you know, retains in your brain even more, that constant reminder just makes such a difference in the long run. And I'd say just give it a try for a couple of weeks and see how you feel. And I would love to hear back from you in our Facebook group as well. If this is something that helped you, if you started a journal challenge for yourself. I just can't wait to see if this is something that makes a difference for you. So come over and hang out with us in the Knitting Mamas Facebook group. It's under bit.ly/theknittingmamas, bit.ly/theknittingmamas. And I hope to catch you in the next episode of the Knitting Mamas podcast. Hey mama, I hope you've soaked up some great ideas from today's episode. Remember, a happy mom makes for a happy fam. If today's chat hit home with you, it would mean the world if you could leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. Your review will help other moms discover our community and embrace guilt-free self-care. Also, if you're scrolling through Instagram, why not snap a screenshot of this episode for your stories? Don't forget to tag me at The Knitting Mamas so that I can shout you out on my page as well. Plus, that way we can stay connected and spread the self-care magic. Oh, and have you heard about our cozy Facebook community? It's a guilt-free zone where we share relaxing routines, essential oils, and knitting adventures, and so much more. Come join us today at bit.ly/knittingmamas and let's unwind together. Until we chat again, take care, mama. And remember, looking after yourself is not selfish. It's essential for that balanced life. Catch you soon right here on the Knitting Mamas podcast.